This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to WHL This Week Radio Edition. Coming up, we'll hear from Portland Winterhawks forward Nick Patan, as Patan and the Winterhawks have been on some roll lately. He'll join us in moments. We'll take a closer look at suspensions in the WHL this season for dangerous hits. It seems to be in a downward trend. Vice President of Hockey for the WHL, Richard Dirksen, will give his thoughts. And Root Sports play-by-play broadcaster Ian Furness sets up what will be a dogfight of a last month in the U.S. division. Well, the Portland Winterhawks are riding a 17-game winning streak into the weekend, while Nick Patan in the midst of another scoring race.
Well, Nick, you guys have really found your stride here since the trade deadline. What's it been here for the Winterhawks?
I think our consistency is the biggest thing. Going on every night, doesn't matter who you're playing, playing the same way every night.
What has it been, though? You guys were just before the deadline, I know you had players away, including yourself at World Juniors, but it seemed that, you know, once you got Matt Dumba back healthy and ready to go, you guys were on this roll you're on right now.
Yeah, definitely. We got, you know, us three back from World Juniors, and obviously Dumba along with that. So he's helped a big part of the defensive core. He's kind of evened everything out back there. He also helps, the top four, right? So he's been doing a great job, and our forwards from first line to fourth line been doing a great job.
You know, it seemed like the trade deadline was exactly what you were looking for as far as to help your club up. Yeah. You think of last year's team, you had a 20-year-old goaltender, and you had, you know, three of your top four defensemen no longer with your club. It just seemed like it really fit.
Yeah, definitely. I think experience is a big part of it, but also, you know, getting the younger guys into it and getting them including and scoring goals like that. So it gives them more confidence to play better every night.
I'm sure you get asked about comparing teams year over year. So where would you put this year's team?
I think at the same time last year, I think we're about similar. But, you know, there's a few things that are better from this team, a few things that are better from that team. So I think all in all, it's pretty equal. And it's just I'm happy we're on this run that we're on right now.
Personally for you, I know a WHL scoring title by yourself would be nice this season. You closed the gap, and as we talk, surpassed Mitch Holmberg. How much are you thinking about that scoring title now?
Not really too much. It's always nice to, you know, gain that little thing personally, but not too much. I think more of a team kind of goal to keep this going, but again, it's always nice to get up there.
You guys are definitely on a roll, Nick. Thanks for your time here on WHL This Week.
Thank you very much.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chynoweth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Well, it seems long-term suspensions are trending downward in the WHL. There were 6 long-term suspensions of 5 or more games last season for checking to the head type plays. This year, there's been just 2. In fact, 1 was announced just on Monday to Tri-City forward Jesse Assel's 7 games for a hit in Spokane. The other was Portland Winterhawks forward Brendan Leipzig early in the season, a 7-game suspension for a hit on Seattle's Keegan Kolesar. Overall, suspensions are down for illegal hits. There has been 106 games lost due to suspensions for illegal hits like checking to the head, checking from behind, kneeing, and interference. Last season, 162 games were doled out for illegal hits. WHL's Vice President of Hockey, Richard Dirksen, says they put a lot of effort into curbing dangerous hits.
First of all, we've got a real good education program on the checking to the head, the checking from behind, the kneeing, which are really the penalties that can cause serious injuries to the opponent. We have a video that is circulated to each team prior to the season. They've got to let us know that they've watched it. All the players sign it, that they're aware of the dangers of those type of hits. We have either Kevin Minch or one of his supervisors meet with each team at the start of the season so the players and coaches can ask questions directly of them. Of course, during the season, what we really have noticed here is now that amateur hockey is also calling checking to the head, the players coming into our league have an awareness on that already. When we started that particular rule 3 or 4 years ago, amateur hockey didn't have it, so we had to teach all the players coming in what was and what wasn't permitted. Now the players are coming in with a real good idea. The NHL, of course, there's a lot of visibility when they have one. So everyone's aware of the hits that you just can't make anymore. So I think it's really helped our game. Our coaches, our players have worked really hard at it as well, very diligent on that. So we have seen a reduction, especially on the severe ones.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Leon Furness is the play-by-play broadcaster for Roots Sports, as Roots Sports has Friday night WHL hockey the rest of the way here on out. And some great matchups, first of all, Ian. But, boy, every U.S. division team, there's a story, there's some intrigue here from top of the division to the bottom of the division with a month left to go in the season.
Well, it is. It's, you know, we've kind of been a little biased down here, but we've thought for most of the year that the U.S. division is the stronger of the two in the Western Conference, and maybe the strongest division top to bottom, at least, in the Western Hockey League. And I think right now the fact that all teams are in the playoffs as we speak, I mean, that obviously could change in the next couple of days, but the fact that all three or all five are in kind of speaks to that.
You look at the matchups here down the stretch, too. I mean, Tri-City is in two of those Friday night matchups, and they're in a playoff dogfight. I mean, that game against their rival Spokane late in the season could be either a playoff clincher or a playoff ouster. So there's some intrigue there with Tri-City.
Well, I think that game is going to be real. First of all, anytime those two teams play, it's fun. I mean, I had the pleasure of calling Tri-City games for a few years, back when the last year, the Boone Street Barn, the Coliseum, and then when they first opened up the Spokane Arena. And, you know, Tri-City and Spokane has always been special. To me, it's still the best rivalry we have in the Western Conference. I know Seattle, Portland, Everett might argue, but it's the best. It really is, always has been, the proximity of the two teams. I'm really looking forward to it because looking where Tri-City is, they might have to win to still get in. And also, you know, Spokane might be on the heels of Seattle as far as getting that home ice advantage in the first round, which looks like it would be a likely 4-5 matchup in the first round. So, you know, that game should have a lot of intrigue to it.
You know, you mentioned Seattle-Portland. They're also featured here on Root Sports coming up Friday, March 7th. That game is in Portland. Bitter rivals. It's been a bit one-sided in Portland, but the Winterhawks right now look untouchable as we talk 17 straight wins.
Yeah, they're crazy good, and Mike Johnson coming back has obviously helped them immensely, and you know what he's been able to do with that organization. I mean, they were the worst organization in the Western Hockey League, you know, bar none, a few years ago, and with new ownership and bringing Mike in to lead the charge, I mean, they have been arguably the best and most consistent the last few years. They've been spectacular. You know what, John, I don't know what the feeling is up north of the border, but I know when Kevin Sawyer and Kevin Yuretsky, my crew on Root Sports, when we talk, it just feels like there is a separation. It's kind of Kelowna and Portland, and then it's kind of everybody else. You know, and not to say somebody can't win a seven-game series, but those two teams seem to be head and shoulders. And I think the way Portland's playing right now, you know, all due respect to Kelowna, the way Portland's playing, the fact that they're healthy, they might be the best team in the Western Hockey League. I know Kelowna's right there, but I Portland's really, really good.
I know Victoria is now getting mentioned along those two teams here now on this side. But, you know, you look at the matchups and, you know, Everett and Seattle, they'll also play on Root Sports. That would just be a fantastic playoff matchup for the fans. There's a rivalry there. Do you think that Everett can find their game here because they've been sliding here in the standings in the second half?
Well, they're an interesting team because there's nights they look just spectacular, and then there's nights that they just, you kind of wonder what's going on with them. You know, with Kevin Constantine, you never count that team out, but they've been wildly inconsistent. I'm not sure what their situation is in terms of offense. I mean, there's times they just kind of think that they can't find themselves. I think they're probably about two lines deep, and I think what you see is if you have three or four, you can really, you know, make something happen. There's a difference between Seattle, say, this year and Seattle the last couple of years, as they have three and a half, four lines. Everett only has about two, but I still like Everett. They're not consistent, and they better finish in six, because if not, it's going to cost the organization some money. They made that promise to season ticket holders.
Well, there's some great fans down there. The Root Sports broadcasts always look great south of the border. Hey, Ian, enjoy the stretch run. Should be a lot of fun. Friday night hockey on Root Sports. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, John.
Hey, that's this week's show. Want to say thanks to our guests. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.